This idea of an inclusive playground, it was mentioned in our news this morning, and I just thought, well, what is that? What is an inclusive playground as opposed to a normal one? Adam Thompson is sales manager of playground company Imagination Play. Adam, good afternoon.
Good, Tom. How are you going?
Well, I'm good. So what are these new inclusive playgrounds that are being rolled out?
Oh, look, it's something that's really quite important for, I suppose, people of all abilities. So really the inclusive playground promotes play between children of all abilities and cultural backgrounds to be able to play together. And that could be someone from people from wheelchair accessible playgrounds, so creating spaces that easy for them to access equipment with their wheelchairs. It might be grandparents who can actually play with their grandkids in spaces where they may not be able to in a standard playground. So it's really just opening up spaces where all people can come together and be able to create these environments where it's for people with all abilities to be able to play and enjoy themselves.
Right. So it's aimed at people of all ages and, should we say, all abilities or lack thereof.
Exactly right, yeah. So definitely people with all abilities anyway. So that could be disability inclusion. As I said, it could be wheelchair accessible. It might be grandparents playing with grandkids. So it's really just for everyone to come together and be able to use the space, get outdoors and enjoy themselves.
So if someone is in a wheelchair, what's a sort of piece of play equipment that you might design for them?
Yeah, so we've got some really good equipment. It might be for an inclusive spinner that they can access with a wheelchair and they can get on an actual spinner. It could be some fitness equipment that you can access with a wheelchair or musical equipment. So there's definitely a lot of variety, and it's sort of, depending on space, etc. So it's sort of accessing potential, might be depending on different surfaces that's easily accessible for a wheelchair as well. So there's a lot of consideration that comes into building a play space that's for everyone to use. So, yeah, it's something that we've done for quite a while, and it's, definitely an important element. So it's great to see some funding being allocated towards it.
And if you have, say, a grandparent who's 80 plus, what's something they might find interesting there?
Yeah, and maybe just something as basic as putting a staircase in a playground as opposed to having a rope that you climb up that might be a bit too difficult or something along those lines, just having smaller areas, or it might be just play panels where grandparents and grandkids can do Connect Four on a play panel or something along those lines. So there are a lot of different elements. So it's really just making sure there's enough activities for everyone of all abilities to be able to enjoy.
Righto. Thank you, Adam. Adam Thompson, sales manager of Imagination Play. Well, there you go. So I don't have a problem with play equipment for disabled people. I don't know how many grandparents in their 80s want to go on a, we could call it the stairway to heaven instead of climbing up the rope, but who knows?